let me kind of go back a little bit. You know, a couple of years ago, we decided, you know, that RF was one of the key focuses of the company and very significantly increased the R&D spend, doubling the R&D spend in that time frame. And what that resulted in was a slew of new products that came out that were just absolutely, you know, best-in-class type products. So just killer products that generated significant amount of design win momentum. Those products then started going into production at precisely the time where the build-outs began to happen. So I think, you know, near, as best we can tell, you know, we've gained share at all of our top customers, in fact, all of our the customers that we measure. And so I think, you know, I think that significant expansion of the LTE build-out was amplified for us with margin market share growth, you know, as well. Now, you've seen that we've been, you know, we've been growing that business. So obviously we've been spending CapEx money and expanding our capacity. We grew that business 17, 18% in 2013. It grew 57% in 2014. We're anticipating it's going to grow again in 2015, and we're obviously starting off, you know, the year that way nicely. We still have a ways to go for supply and demand to catch up. We are working very closely with our customers and understanding, you know, what their demands are for each quarter, each month, you know, and so forth. In fact, the GM of that business had several meetings with customers and is having several meetings with customers right now, making sure we understand what kind of demand outlook looks like. So I think we've made some decent progress on, you know, the incremental capacity that we've been added, and you know, we continue to make progress. We'll continue to make progress in 2015.